Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, as you've been hearing in the bulletin, two Israeli embassy staff members have been shot dead outside a Jewish museum in Washington, D.C. by a gunman who shouted, "Free Palestine." World leaders expressed outrage over the killings and have condemned the attack, which happened in the very heart of the U.S. Capitol. The Taoiseach Simon Harris earlier described the attack as an anti-Semitic murder and confirmed an Irish diplomat was in attendance at the event. In a moment, we'll cross to the US for the latest. But first, take a listen to John Ellison, who witnessed the shooting and described what he saw to Sky News.
I was walking by and a guy came up and looked like a gun. I couldn't tell what it was, but I heard it afterwards, the shots, and he shot this young couple.
Okay.
And then he ran inside and yelled something. I couldn't make it out what he said. He just ran up. It was terrible.
And that was eyewitness John Ellison speaking to Sky News. Well, I'm joined now by Terry Sheridan, News Director at WSHU Public Radio. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Tell us what we know so far about the two victims, first of all, of this attack in Washington, D.C.
Well, the two victims are a couple who were supposedly going to be engaged this week. One is an American woman, Sarah Lynn Milgram. The other one is an Israeli, Yaron Lischinsky. They were leaving an event for the American Jewish Committee at the museum at about 9 o'clock last night when they were in a group of four and were approached by a man who's been identified as 30-year-old Elias Rodriguez of Chicago. According to police and federal authorities, he didn't say anything. He just opened fire, hitting the couple, and then walked into the museum. Witnesses say that he appeared disheveled and sat down, and they were actually helping him get water until they realized that he was the suspect and was taken into custody.
And what have police been saying about him? Was he on the radar, or had he represented any threat before this?
Police have not said anything about that yet, whether he was on the radar. They say that this is an isolated incident. They don't believe that it is part of any conspiracy or any other group and that Washington right now is safe. The only indication was when he walked into the museum after the shooting and was taken into custody, it was then that he shouted, "Free, free Palestine."
And the political and security reaction there from, you mentioned the police there, but the FBI and higher up, what's the reaction been like officially?
Well, officially, President Trump has tweeted out that this was an anti-Semitic attack and that there's no place for anti-Semitism. Attorney General Pam Bondi was also responded to the scene. And then we've also had response from the Israeli government, Benjamin Netanyahu, all the way down to the Israeli ambassador to the United States, have all responded, condemning the attack and condemning what they say is the rising anti-Semitism because of the war in Gaza.
Okay, presumably concern in the media generally and in the city today. But as you say, it's an isolated attack. It's not believed to be part of anything larger.
Correct. And we don't know anything more about Rodriguez. Was he on the radar? Was he a known anti-Israeli protester or anti-Israeli advocate? Did he have any mental health problems? That's going to be fleshed out today.
Okay, Terry, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
You heard Terry mention there the reaction to this. We can bring you some of that now. Israel's Foreign Affairs Minister Gideon Saar has been giving his reaction to the killings.
Yaron Lischinsky and Sarah Lynn Milgram, two young representatives of the State of Israel, were murdered a few hours ago in an horrific terrorist attack in Washington. My condolences go to their families and to the staff of the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. I spoke this morning with Daniel, Yaron's father. I told him that his son was a warrior on our diplomatic front that felt just like a soldier in the battlefield. This is the direct result of toxic anti-Semitic incitement against Israel and Jews around the world that has been going on since the October 7th massacre. Recently, we have witnessed an unprecedented wave of terror attacks and attempts against Israeli missions around the world, with an emphasis on Europe. Israeli missions and representatives around the world are targets of anti-Semitic terrorism that has crossed all red lines.
Oh, that was Israeli Foreign Affairs Minister Gideon Saar. Now, the Chief of Police for the Metropolitan Police Department in Washington, D.C., Pamela A. Smith, also addressed the media.
At approximately 9:08 p.m. tonight, we received multiple calls for a shooting in the area of 3rd Street and F Street Northwest. Officers located one adult male and one adult female unconscious and not breathing at the scene. D.C. Fire and EMS responded, and despite all life-saving efforts, both victims succumbed to their injuries. The preliminary investigation indicates that both victims were exiting an event at the Capitol Jewish Museum, located in the 500 block of 3rd Street Northwest, when the shooting occurred. We believe the shooting was committed by a single suspect who is now in custody. Prior to the shooting, the suspect was observed pacing back and forth outside of the museum. He approached a group of four people, produced a handgun, and opened fire, striking both of our decedents. After the shooting, the suspect then entered the museum and was detained by event security. Once in handcuffs, the suspect identified where he discarded the weapon, and that weapon has been recovered, and he implied that he committed the offense. The suspect chanted, "Free, free Palestine," while in custody.
Washington Police Chief Pamela A. Smith there. Well, I'm also joined on the line by Orly Halpern, freelance journalist based in Jerusalem. Good morning to you, Orly.
Good morning.
What's the reaction been like this to this? What's the reaction been in Israel this morning?
You know, it's been actually very interesting because for the most part, what we're seeing here is that the right-wing members, the ministers in the government, are not just saying that this is a terrible act, but they're actually blaming a member of the Knesset who is the leader of a left-wing party, who just a couple of days ago had said that the Israeli soldiers are killing babies in Gaza as a hobby.
This is the former chief of deputy. This is the former deputy chief of staff, Yair Golan, who's leader of the Democrats. Is it?
That is correct. Yair Golan, former deputy, and he has been very vocal in the past about warning that Israel is going into a very dangerous direction, fascist direction. And now, rather than saying, looking at what is happening on the ground and connecting that to being maybe a motive something that has caused someone to go and do this, not that that is okay, but they are saying it has nothing to do with what Israel is doing in Gaza. It has to do with what Yair Golan said that Israel is doing in Gaza. And they're literally calling him. They're saying, for example, the far-right heritage minister, Amichai Eliyahu, he wrote on X that Yair Golan's blood libels are echoing among Nazis and Israel haters around the world, and we are now paying the price in this deadly attack in Washington. The Likud, not even far, far right, the Likud Minister of Culture and Sports, Miki Zohar, said when irresponsible and disgraceful politicians slander Israel with false accusations of genocide and war crimes, it's no wonder anti-Semitism rises and Palestinian terrorists feel emboldened to carry out attacks. So it's really interesting because everyone is focusing on Yair Golan and his statement, but not looking at what is most likely the reason for this terrible attack.
Separately, we heard Gideon Saar there blaming European governments, amongst others, for heating up the temperature against Israel and saying they had crossed lines and accusing them of anti-Semitism, which European governments have roundly rejected. But we saw several nations' diplomats having warning shots fired at them on the West Bank, several nations, Ireland included, voicing outrage at this, and the the Taoiseach, that's our Deputy Prime Minister, calling the incident a clear breach of law. What reaction are we seeing to these concerns being raised by the likes of Ireland?
I mean, are you referring to when they opened fire on the diplomatic delegation in Jenin? Or
exactly, in Jenin, yeah.
Yes. That was yesterday. I was in Jenin when it happened, not at the spot. But I spoke with the one foreign reporter who was there, Nicolas Rouget of the French Libération newspaper. And he said it was really an uneventful event. They had a diplomatic delegation. There were numerous representatives, numerous countries there, including the Irish. And totally uneventful meant at the very end of the briefing, they went to two sites to look at the Jenin refugee camp. And those sites were, they didn't enter the camp. The camp was blocked. In one of the sites they went to, it was first a mound of dirt that blocked them, but they could look over it and they saw soldiers walking by on the other side, and the soldiers saw them. And then they got back in their SUVs, drove 100 meters, and went to another place, which was a road that leads into the camp, but is blocked by what Israel has recently put up, a big yellow gate, which was closed. And they're all over the West Bank now, blocking the movement of Palestinians. And so they didn't go past that. They stood there and they looked, and that's when the shots rang out. And basically, he said it was probably an event that nobody would have had any idea about. He was the only foreign journalist there, nobody abroad, until the Israelis opened fire. There were two soldiers, and people ran for cover, except for the Palestinian journalists who were, he said it was, they were, and himself, they were like, should we be looking at this and filming this, or should we take cover? And what's remarkable about it is it illustrates so well the level of impunity of Israeli soldiers that they could actually do this.
That's what I was going to ask you next, because the European governments, Ireland included, have been calling for a full investigation of this. But figures produced by the Israeli NGO Yesh Din, which provides legal services and help to Palestinians, say that about 1.5% of reported incidents against Israeli soldiers wind up in indictments. So the prospects for that going anywhere wouldn't seem to be hugely encouraging.
Absolutely nothing will happen. I mean, imagine that there was just a few, 3 years ago this month, a Palestinian journalist, very, very famous, Shirin Abu Akleh, was shot dead. And the shooter, the soldier, could actually see her. He had a sniper rifle with and he was able to see four times, actually more than the distance. He could see her clearly. He could see press, and he killed her, and nothing happened. Even the FBI opened an investigation, and in the end, nothing happened to him. And he was recently revealed who it was in a documentary earlier this month called Shirin Abu, who killed Shirin. So we know that there is no accountability. And the fact that these two soldiers felt comfortable opening up fire on blonde ladies in suits, clearly recognizable, just show. And they knew that they were coming there. It was all coordinated, despite what Israel says.
Okay, Orlie Halpern, that's all we have time for this morning. The IDF said at the time that warning shots were fired after the group strayed from an approved route, but as we've heard, a full investigation has been called for. Now, coming up, more delays for the National Children's Hospital.
Text 51551, today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.